Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is October 16th. Today is the last day of this week's Come Follow Me block, and next week is going to be Doctrine and Covenants section 121 through 123. So next week we are going to be studying Liberty Jail and the temple-like experience that Joseph had there. I really look forward to it. I know that there's no way I'm going to cover it all, but I really look forward to it. Some of my favorite scriptures are found in this scripture block. But for today, let's finish off this week by taking a look at section 119. But before we jump into section 119, I want to kind of reiterate something that we talked about yesterday, and hopefully I can merge the two well. In my mind, this is a flawless transition. We'll see how it comes out of my mouth, though. So yesterday we talked about Oliver Granger, this average everyday saint, someone whose name we don't hear a lot, someone who we don't think about or talk about much with church history, but a man who was reverenced by God because of his willingness to try, his willingness to put forth all his efforts to do the things that the Lord had commanded him to do. Whether those things actually worked out or not, we know that Oliver Granger experienced some letdown and some failure and some moments where things just didn't quite work out right. But he was still willing to give all that he had and all his effort to bring forth the kingdom of God and to do the things that Heavenly Father had asked him to do. Yesterday, as we were talking about him, it made me think of the widow in Jesus' day who threw her mite into the collections. Now, it's interesting, there were many great and grand and noble people who were tossing in just so much money. And then this one widow who tossed in a mite, just the smallest coin even possible. And the Lord said to his disciples, who gives more? These men throwing in tons of money or this widow throwing in her mite? And then he explained that she gave more because she sacrificed more. She was willing to give all that she had. That is why Oliver Granger was held in such reverence for the Lord. And now, my friends, as we kind of transition to section 119, where the Lord's going to teach us about the law of sacrifice and about the law of tithing, I want you to be pondering, what sacrifices are you making? In what ways can we be more like that widow and give all that we have to God and to his kingdom? Starting off in section 119, the Lord says, verily, thus saith the Lord, I require all their surplus property to be put into the hands of the bishop of my church in Zion. Now, this is interesting because section 119 is generally known as a section on tithing. The word tithing in Spanish is diezmos. The word diez means 10. So the word tithing even actually means a tenth. But here in this section on tithing, the Lord is commanding all their surplus property to be put into the hands of the bishop of my church in Zion. The reason behind this is because they were still living the law of consecration as well as the law of tithing. So the commandment was, as the saints joined with the saints in Missouri, they were to consecrate everything. And then, as it says in verse 3, this shall be the beginning of the tithing of my people. And after that, those who have thus been tithed shall pay one-tenth of all their interest annually, and this shall be a standing law unto them forever, for my holy priesthood, saith the Lord. So the requirement then was when they gathered with the saints in Missouri, they gave all, they consecrated everything, and then annually, or in our lives generally, it's biweekly or something like that, they gave 10%. They tithed. Now the reason why this is so important to understand and to realize and to really embrace is that oftentimes we talk about the law of consecration like it was something that happened in Missouri and ended in Missouri. And my friends, it is not. We covenant to live a law of sacrifice. And we do that still. Our law of consecration looks very different than the people in Missouri. We don't take our chickens to the bishop. We don't take the remnants of our gardens there. But rather, we ourselves are the consecrated sacrifice that we offer up to the bishop. We've talked several times about the bishop's storehouse and how oftentimes we just think of it as that store that people go to with food orders to get food for the week. But really, my friends, the Bishop Storehouse is so much more. The Bishop Storehouse consists of the talents and abilities of the people in his ward, so that when there's a need, he can draw upon the people of his ward to fill that need. Whether that need is a friend for someone, or rides for someone who has to get to dialysis, or a calling that no one else seems to want to take. We consecrate ourselves to offer what we can. We consecrate ourselves to make the sacrifice of our time and our efforts so that the work of God can continue to go forward. That is the true law of consecration as we live it today. Being asked to fill a need or even just seeing a need, recognizing our ability to fill that need, or even sometimes believing that we can't fill that need, but having faith and going forward and trusting and putting forth our efforts. Now, it's interesting, this law of sacrifice, whether it's consecration or whether it's tithing, because truly, the Lord doesn't need our money. The work of God can go forward, but the one true thing that we can sacrifice is our will. Our sacrifice is found not so much in the time, because the time is what God blessed us with. Our sacrifice is our willingness to turn that time back over to Him. Our sacrifice isn't the money. He doesn't need the money. It's our willingness to turn that money back over to Him. It's funny, several years ago when I was doing my first real teaching experience as I was trying to become a seminary teacher, you have to teach ninth graders for 2 weeks because ninth graders are the hardest. So they say, okay, let's see how you fare with the ninth graders because they're really difficult. And I was doing my 2 week teaching in the town that I currently live in, actually. I didn't live in this town when I was doing that. And so it was interesting because as I was driving to that middle school, I drove down this road that had a church on it. And the sign in front of the church said free church. Now it's funny because when I was doing that 2 week teaching experience, I was actually teaching this exact same section. We were talking about tithing. And every single day as I drove there and I saw that free church, it made me laugh. But when we were talking about tithing, it reminded me of that. And I said, you know, there are other churches that maybe don't ask as much. There are other churches where we don't necessarily live the law of consecration, where they don't ask that we tithe. And then I said, heck, down the road, there's a free church. I've seen the sign. But then I reminded them of an extremely important doctrine and a quote by Joseph Smith. He says that a religion that doesn't require the sacrifice of all things never has the power sufficient to produce the faith necessary to lead unto life and salvation. My friends, God doesn't ask us our sacrifice because He needs our things, or even necessarily our time. He asks us to sacrifice. He asks us to say yes to callings. He asks us to do everything in our power. He asks us that 10%. He asks us to be the Bishop's storehouse. Because by so doing, by putting forth that effort, by making that sacrifice, we become more like Him. We become changed. Our hearts are grown. And in those efforts, in that sacrifice, we ourselves become consecrated. And we desperately need that in our efforts to be more like the Savior, who consecrated everything, even His life, to bless and to save us. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.